All right. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
It's Anna and April here. It's
and Zeppelin.
Oh, can you hear a dog? Yes.
Yes, we have our first very official
fairy
guest. Fairy and Wingy. So please ignore the background noise.
It's the 14th of April, 2019, on a Sunday, and we're at a park, and that's why Zeppelin has joined us. And today's topic is get real.
Ooh, yeah.
And that is all about being authentic. And we're going to address it because it's what we believe is gets in the way between you and your possibility, right? So, for example, a lot of friendships fall out because there's no authenticity, right? And we're going to share examples later on as to how we've taken that on in our friendship. And hopefully, no, not hopefully, our intention is for you guys to get how important it is and how uncomfortable it can also be, but it's so worth being authentic with your friends that if something's in this space, to actually clear it out, because you can't be present or move forward listening to the voices in your head and not being present to actually what else is possible.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. I also find that, you know, in many conversations, if you go into it wanting to, you know, share something with a person or make a request or, you know, just anything in a conversation, if there is that thing in the way, just being able to clear that before you even start. So it could sound something like, hey, Anna, I'm really nervous about what I'm about to share with you. I've been overthinking it. Like just sharing what, before you even share the thing that you want to say, actually acknowledging where you're at with it and getting that out of the way. Because then that just leaves you with, okay, now I'm free to say what I need to say. Yeah. Like you're not thinking, oh my God, I'm so scared what they're going to think. Like you literally just say all of that. And that's part of being authentic too, is sharing like the space you're in going into that conversation. And if you are feeling nervous or uncomfortable or, you know, worried at their reactions or anything, just having that as your starting point, I think it's like actually a really freeing way to begin a conversation that you don't know how to begin. You could say, you know, I've been avoiding bringing this up, or I've been really worried, and all of a sudden there's space.
Yeah, and you know what? It just reminded me of that during high school. You know, for oral presentations, if I knew this technique, I would have so done it.
Yeah.
During oral presentations, I would have been like really nervous, and if I knew this, that all I had to say before I started was, hey guys, I'm really nervous. My hand, you know, I'm really scared about this and standing in front of you guys. If I was the listener in that classroom, I would be like, okay, I've got her back.
And there's that relatedness, isn't it? Like we all feel this way, especially in certain things like standing up in front of people. Many people feel uncomfortable and nervous, even if they come across really confident and not nervous. When people are really authentic and actually share, like, you know, it's a very common thing for people to feel that way. And sharing, it's really powerful.
And it's like jumping off like a plane when you're about to bungee jump. Like coming flying up there to 30,000 feet is scary, but when you just say it, it liberates you, you know. And there's so many levels of authentic— I don't think so, actually. No, I'm going to take that back. I was about to say there's so many levels of authenticity. I think it's either being authentic or not being authentic. And one of the conversations I've had in the past with April was really, really scary for me because I had a fear of losing her as a friend. Okay, so I started off that conversation saying, I really don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it because I don't want to lose our friendship. I'm pretty sure that's what I said. And then April handled it very well. And when I said, you know, my fear, it was like, it has no power over me anymore. Like, it literally shifted the future of our friendship to the point where there's no fallout. That I just know there's going to be no fallout between April and I. So
how exciting.
Yeah. And with practice, as in, like, the more you become more authentic, the more I think it accelerates your growth.
Absolutely.
Together.
Mm.
It's like, oh, okay, yeah, go. And then it actually becomes really pathetic. It's like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
No, that is so true. And it also, like, makes you feel like, you know what? I know that I can now, like, we can trust each other, that if there is anything that comes up for us, we're going to share it. And even if it's, like, takes a couple of days or however long.
Well, that can be the game that we play.
Well, that's it. Like, we clean it up straight away. But it's really something now, like, you sharing authentically allowed me to share authentically, and it feels like now there is nothing we could say to each other that would have us be like, oh my God, I don't think we can be friends anymore. And it also is like,
oh,
so not only that,
oh, hi, Zeppelin. He just jumped up to the microphone. He connects with that. He's like, here.
But yeah, it's like, it's also because we understand the intention of the sharing and being authentic. Mm. So our intention of being authentic isn't to hurt the other person or to kind of be right or make them wrong or to cause any sort of upset. It's purely to, I guess, make sure that our friendship is at the level we want it to be in terms of, like, that's one thing we're committed to is being authentic. And so by making sure we are with the intention of it is for the commitment of our friendship, nothing else, I think it really puts it into perspective.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, the way you come from, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Mm. It's from that space.
Yeah.
For the friendship.
And to put it to context, I actually think before this, I actually thought that these types of friendships were out of luck.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it's not the norm to have a friend from, I don't know, even like you met a year ago, right? And to have them in your life forever. I thought that was going to be out of chance and luck. And I'm like, perfect example, like Oprah and her best friend. I don't know her name.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they've been, like, kicking goals together. And I'm like, that's just them. Like, that's, they're lucky.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, wow. Like, it's so possible to have that if you have this. This authentic.
Yeah, I so bet Oprah and her friend have that authenticity.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have these types of conversations.
Absolutely.
So if you really love your friend right now and you guys are going through a rough patch or you're not as close as you want it, as you want to be authentic where you're being inauthentic.
Yeah. And open the conversation up with where you're at about it.
And that's, you know, action for this week.
And that you're sharing it because you are committed to your friendship. And I think that opens up that conversation in such a different way to, like, coming across as an emotion, like angry or upset. Mm. Like, if you come from a place of, I like, this friendship's really important to me, then I think the listening will be different as well. Like, the way your friend or whoever it is that you're sharing with or cleaning, you know, up that authenticity with. And that'll make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Huge difference.
Totally.
Mm.
It literally will change your future with that friend. Or whichever relationship, actually. We keep saying friend, but it actually relates to any human being.
Yeah. Just a really quick, like, example. I felt so inauthentic about taking a sick day just the other day. And one thing that, you know, I had to clean up with my boss as part of a bigger conversation was, you know, I actually, you know, need to clean up my integrity and be authentic with, you know, why I wasn't at work today. And I shared with her and said, like, I wasn't really sick. This is what I was doing. I was actually flying back from a course and, just, you know, needed that day off, but was too scared to actually communicate the real reason.
Yeah.
And when I thought about it and I was like, that's not who I want to be. I don't want to be inauthentic and have those little things get in the way. Because for me, what that would have created was then when I see her, I'd be like, oh my God, I've lied to you. I wasn't really sick. And because she was really, you know, asking how I was and all of that, like, I just couldn't bear being inauthentic like that. And I think you do get to a point where it's just like, yeah, I just can't do it. And
yeah, you couldn't have said, I'm
still. Yeah.
That's just so not you.
Guess, you know, it's about who you want to be, and it's so uncomfortable. Like, I didn't want to be like, yeah, I actually wasn't
sick. April called me that morning asking what I think, and I'm like,
I had overanalyzed this, so you can't believe.
Well, the question I eventually asked her was, are you going to be powerful after you lie to her? And obviously, the answer was no.
Because, yeah, and just like how it felt after clearing that up. But she was really grateful. She was like, and because I did it from, like, the place I was coming from was for respect for her, and also, you know, giving her the opportunity to actually support me. Mm-hmm. Because I just thought, oh, she would never let me have this day off. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even allow for her to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that when I did have this conversation, not only was she grateful for my honesty and respect for her in cleaning that up, but she was so supportive. She was like, if you need to take a day off, like, you know, and you're not sick but you need the day for something, then, like, yeah, let me know, that's not gonna be an issue. And I was just amazed. I was like, oh my God, here I am living my life thinking that this is like some dragon lady who would never allow
and we all this. Know we all have one.
Yeah. And I was really scared. And yeah, and once again, in that space, just saying, look, I was really nervous about having this conversation with you. I, you know, had it worked out in my head how it was going to go. Mm. And just clearing this space before you even begin can help. It's not always necessary, but it's definitely helped me in a lot of these uncomfortable conversations. And then after the conversation, you're always like, that was so not as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yes, that's...
And it's awesome.
It's so true.
Like, you get a result and you get people respond in ways you honestly never even allowed in your head for them to be. And you create, you know,
that's gold.
The reactions.
So,
yes, definitely try that out.
That's the action for this week.
And try and get comfortable with being uncomfortable is my... Mm-hmm. My tip, because that's when you feel the most alive. I know I was just like buzzing off the walls when I had that conversation.
And just to clarify, you will never feel comfortable with it.
No.
You know, it is going to feel very, very uncomfortable, and you really, really, really would not want to do it. And it's going to be crazy for you to do it.
Mm.
The breakthrough is if you do it.
Absolutely.
Or when you do it.
Yeah.
And we promise you, you would feel like a bigger person in this world.
God,
you will surprise yourself. Because then, at a macro level, like, you zoom out, right? Whatever your dream is in this world, you'd be able to have conversations like this soon enough with your heroes, right? And they would respect you so much in... Because not many people will do this, by the way. Not many, probably, like, the majority of you may not do this. There's a minority of you that will do this. I really hope it's all of you, but that's the intention. But I really want you guys to take this on, because we really see you guys as big people, and you don't deserve to play a very, very small life.
And this is, yeah, definitely what it takes.
Yeah.
And that's a really good cue. When you're feeling uncomfortable, that's exactly when
that's the perfect space.
That this is, yeah, oh. This comes up. So,
just, and trust us, it's going to get easier in time with practice.
Sure.
Like any sport, you know,
training. So, action. Be authentic.
With one person.
With at least one person.
At least.
Yep, where you've been inauthentic. And, you know, really create them... I guess, from a space of, you know, not predicting their reaction. Just say what you need to say and allow for them to have, like, their response, and it not be your kind of prediction or you think you know how they're going to react. Just let them actually say what they need to say, I think, as well.
Yes.
just be ready for an unexpected response. And it's going to be amazing. Yeah. And, you know, whatever their response is.
Yeah, and please share with us. Like, whatever happens, share with us what happened.
Mm.
Just tag us @amigrounded on Instagram. Mm. And we really want to be there for you, you know, and be your rock. So we're in it with you, and have an awesome week.
Woo!
Bye.
Get real.
Yeah.